They're still counting. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. As ballots are tallied in Nevada, the lead held by Republican Senate candidate Adam Laxalt is shrinking. Democratic incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto trails by about 800 votes.
Meanwhile, the Clark County Registrar has suggested the vast majority of votes will be counted by the end of today. But the counting of so-called cured and provisional ballots could mean results may not be known until next week.
Fox's Sean Langell. Another race in Nevada has been decided.
The Fox News Decision Desk declared Republican Sheriff Joe Lombardo the next governor of Nevada, making Lombardo the only Republican to flip a governor's seat in the midterms.
Fox's Matt Finn. In neighboring Arizona, an incumbent senator has secured a second term. Democrat Mark Kelly has overcome a challenge from Republican Blake Masters. Still up in the air, the Arizona governor's race.
We're less than a point away from our opponent, and we think it's going to start turning and turning quickly. And we believe we're going to win with a nice padding, actually.
Republican Carrie Lake speaking to Fox's Tucker Carlson. A suspicious envelope sent to Lake's campaign headquarters did not contain anything dangerous. That's according to authorities who were sent there last week after white powder was discovered by a staffer who opened the envelope. Fox 10 in Phoenix says the headquarters was shut down 2 days before Election Day. From a climate summit to a conference with Southeast Asian nations, President Biden is in Cambodia.
Together, we will tackle the biggest issues of our time, from climate to health security.
Next up, Indonesia for the G20 summit and a sit-down with China's leader. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
There was celebration in one Ukrainian city following yesterday's withdrawal of Russian forces.
Joy in Kherson after 8.5 months of Russian occupation, the first Ukrainian soldiers back into the city, hugged by thrilled residents who flew flags and sang songs. Earlier in the day, Russian soldiers skulked out of town, making their way over a river on a makeshift bridge, the main ones all blown up. It's thought some Russians were left behind or trying to blend in with the crowds.
That's Fox's Greg Palcott. As Russian forces retreated, Ukraine's president said they placed dangerous mines throughout the city. The latest economic data shows inflation is starting to moderate, but you won't find signs of relief at the supermarket.
A carton of eggs up 43% year over year, and milk, it's up 14% year over year. Maybe you thought you'd save some money with fruits and vegetables. Well, those are up 9% too. Coffee up 14%. And let me tell you, if you're a cook and you use butter, 33% year over year increase from October to October. Now, all of this means that Thanksgiving is going to be much more expensive.
Fox's Jerry Willis, the price of turkey is up 16% year over year. Legal limbo for President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan after a second federal court blocks the program.
In fact, if you go to the government website to apply for student debt relief right now, the website says courts have issued orders blocking our student debt relief program. As a result, at this time, we are not accepting applications. We're seeking to overturn those orders.
That's Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble. A comedian best known for smashing watermelons on stage has died. Gallagher was 76. He passed away in Palm Springs, California. Pam Husso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.